It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we talk with amazing race winner and UW food science student Maya Warren about the science behind ice cream and her dream to track the world's greatest frozen desserts.
First, one of the more controversial aspects of Governor Walker's proposed state budget is a significant change to the state's Department of Natural Resources. His proposal calls for the elimination of about 18 positions in the DNR's Bureau of Science Services.
Now, according to a new story published by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, the agency is considering going a step further, and administrators with the DNR are considering eliminating the Bureau of Science Services altogether. So what's going on at the DNR? Why does this scientific bureau keep finding itself in hot water?
Joining us now is the reporter behind that story. Ron Seeley is with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Ron, thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure, no problem.
So the governor intended to cut staff from the Bureau of Science Services in his budget proposal, and now you're reporting on the possible elimination of that bureau. And this isn't something that the DNR has been talking openly about. How did you get this information?
Yeah, we had been hearing longtime sources at the agency, and I don't think it's any great secret that they're is unhappiness among some of the longtime staffers there and the natural resource personnel about some of the directions the agency's taken. And soon after it was announced, the budget was announced, and these position cuts were announced, we had picked up on some discussion within the agency that there was a plan to really enact those cuts and put them into place, but go much further than that by actually dissolving the bureau, which has about a total of 55 employees, researchers, and analysts, and so forth, and absorb those positions, move those remaining positions into divisions, management divisions within the agency. You'd move, for instance, a wildlife ecologist perhaps into the wildlife management division, and basically disassemble the independent bureau. And that's important. The bureau has in the past been independent and has been able to pursue its own research goals independent of those other divisions and the management of the agency.
Scott Hull is the director of the agency's Office of Business Support, and you quote him in your piece as saying the move is being considered to address, here's the quote, the legislative perception of research not being well aligned with program needs. So legislative perception,
yeah,
saying it's not aligned. What's your read on what that means?
Yeah, I think that refers, actually we know it refers to one particular individual who has been in the headlines, is Senator Tom Tiffany, Republican from Hazelhurst, and he's been openly critical of the Bureau of Science, was especially critical of the Bureau after it released a report on some of the environmental concerns surrounding the proposed taconite mine, the Gogebe taconite mine that has since been, it's now off the table and the company has withdrawn its plan. But Tiffany felt that the report issued by the Bureau was biased against the mine and let it be known that he wasn't happy about that. He's also criticized the Bureau for studying and doing research related to climate change, which, and basically, he was quoted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, for example, as saying that he doesn't want the Bureau studying something that remains theoretical.
Can you tell us more about what exactly it is the Bureau of Science Services does at the DNR? What sort of research do they conduct?
Sure. I encourage people to take a look at our story at wisconsinwatch.org, and there are a few links in the story, and one of the most interesting links, I think, will take you to the long list of studies and research reports that have been issued by these scientists. In the past, the agency's research and its science arm has been tremendously respected for the breadth of its science, and they study a lot of things people don't even realize. These are folks who are out doing surveys of wildlife populations, even wildlife populations that we don't know a lot about, like mussels and freshwater mussels and streams. They're studying invasive species and the spread of invasive species across the state. They're studying things related to chronic wasting disease and the spread of chronic wasting disease. Just a really broad a number of subjects that not only have to do with the state of our natural resources and the state of our landscape, which, you know, which is very important to people here in Wisconsin, but also have bearing on our health also, I believe.
We're talking with Ron Seeley, reporter and editor with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, about possible changes coming to the DNR with the possible elimination of the Bureau of Science Services. And one question that comes up is this bureau has been a target of both politicians and some DNR administrators. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that obviously from Aquino's comment, there are administrators now, and you have to remember that the administrators at the DNR now are largely political appointees, and many of them don't have a natural resource background, and those appointees are deep within the agency now. And you know, the other thing I think is that there are people within the agency who do believe that the science can still be accomplished without the independent bureau that is drawing has drawn so much fire from some inside and outside the agency and the legislature and in the agency itself. Their argument is that, you know, you can have these folks within these divisions still doing the same kind of research that they do in the independent bureau. The argument against that is when you remove the scientist independence, you do remove their ability to do science that will be viewed as objective and, you know, not carrying out a particular division's agenda. In other words, policy. Some people believe science won't drive policy any longer. It'll be the other way around. Policy will drive the science.
One concern that some critics of this possible move have is that the effect it could have on the data trove that this bureau has been gathering over the years. Can you flesh out that concern? What are people saying?
Yeah, I think, and that's one that some people have mentioned that. In fact, I think Secretary Stepp has said, "Well, we can rely on the UW for research." Well, ironically, the UW relies heavily on the DNR and to collect data that is used in research, more basic research that's done at the university. The DNR has been really known for its collection of data, its monitoring, its surveys of deer populations, which are tremendously important for the hunting public and for control of diseases like chronic wasting disease in the deer herd. They do similar surveys of all wildlife populations, fish and bird populations. They do surveys of air quality, and all that data is kept, and there are data banks at the DNR that go back years and years, and science gets done by you know, putting together reports that rely on that long accumulation of data, and there's some concern that will go by the wayside or that those won't be maintained any longer without an independent bureau.
Now that your report is out, are DNR administrators responding to this story, confirming or denying anything?
Haven't heard much. Of course, you know, I called and sought comment from officials within the agency. Dealt primarily with Bill Kosh, the lead spokesperson for the agency. Explained to him that I felt that you know, perhaps there were legitimate reasons for making this move, and there are some within the agency who sincerely believe that they can continue to do the science in a way that will benefit and protect the state's natural resources, and they basically refuse to allow any of the agency folks to talk about this or to have someone go on record. I just ended up quoting Kosh on saying that, you know, they don't feel the science is going to change and the science is going to be as important as ever.
And what do you see happening next in this story? Will the DNR be waiting for the budget to be finalized before taking action?
Yeah, I think, and again, this was made clear in the exchange, and certainly Aquino made clear in his memo that this is not a done deal, that there are still other, you know, options being discussed. So I don't think it's a sure thing that we're going to see the Bureau disappear. I think there are still options on the table. Kosh made clear that, you know, no decisions have been made yet on this, that it is one of a number of options being considered to deal or to reorganize at least the the science bureau within the agency.
Ron, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, no problem.
That was Ron Seal, reporter and editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He joined us to talk about the possible elimination of the DNR's Bureau of Science Services.